then we have to fundraise as well to supplement the TUSLA funding, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we need about $25,000 a year just to sustain the project at current levels. So obviously we weren't able to do fundraising this year. We didn't get the usual donations. A lot of our service is free, but a lot of clients or their families will leave donations mm-hmm. for the service, you know. And so we haven't been able to do that. And we did have a 20% increase in numbers last year alone. And I know that all rate prices got an additional 10% in funding from Catherine's opponent last year.
Yes.
But really, it's a drop in the ocean. And now with this increase, we really, really need to get money for counselling.
And it's the type of service, too, that you don't want any call to go unanswered. You don't want Absolutely. Anyone who makes that decision. There's no point us encouraging people to make that call to reach out for help if, as I say, you know, unfortunately, we don't have anyone to speak to at the moment or that call goes unanswered. That's not the way it's at the moment, of course. But without financial support, perhaps you could find yourself in that position in the future.
Well, the call will always be answered, Greg. Mm. And I'm always available to talk to anybody if they're in crisis. So we're here for that. But and we usually get people assessed as quick as possible. But they may have to wait for counselling then. But if someone's in crisis, we always prioritise them. It's just that there's so many now. We do need the additional hours so that people aren't left waiting when they need help urgently.
And it can be quite a long journey, can't it be? Because maybe someone just wants to talk in the first instance. Maybe then they may start having a conversation about perhaps making a formal complaint, or they may not, they're not obliged to. And then, you know, obviously the Rape Crisis Centre then would support them through that process. So with every call, there's a potentially a lot of work, a lot of commitment there.
Yes, yeah, because we do accompaniment to SATU, the Sexual Assault Treatment Unit. We do Garda and court accompaniment. So, yeah, we help people through all the stages as well as the counselling. And we also provide counselling, you know, to families and friends and or partners, anyone affected by sexual violence, because it ripples out. It just doesn't affect the one person who was physically affected.